This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Small businesses are feeling just a little more confident about the economy these days. A report from the National Federation of Independent Business says they may be ready to hire a few more workers. Marketplace's Adrian Hill went out to talk to two new store owners about why they set up shop and what they hope is ahead.
This is the story of two new store owners on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, following their passions with big ambitions for what's next. And I should warn you, it's sweet. Sticky sweet. It starts appropriately with 15 chocolate chip cookies.
Ooey gooey delicious cookies.
Going in the oven. Courtney Cowan is the owner of Milk Jar Cookies. She's also the person who makes all the cookies.
It was just kind of the one thing that I excelled at. You know, I can make a cake and I can make a, you know, bar, but there's nothing special about them. Whereas there's something special about the cookies.
She and her husband, Adam, quit their jobs in the entertainment industry and in April opened this cookie and milk store, where a cookie will set you back $3 and you can order a glass of milk to go with it. They pieced together the money they needed to open with a small business loan and family and their savings.
Since 2005, I'd been doing an online company, Cookies, and always had this as the end goal, and it just took time and confidence.
Courtney says so far, things have gone better than they expected. They now have 6 part-time employees. 2 just started this week. Perhaps as a sign of the still struggling economy, she got upwards of 100 applications for those jobs. But she's hopeful for what's next.
I would like in 5 years to have one or two more locations, I think. We would like to grow beyond just this space and be able to serve people of other areas.
A quick walk down Wilshire, past a couple salons and women's clothing stores, past a Staples and a beauty supply store, and you get to Miracle Mile Toys and Games. Christine Johnson opened this toy store in March after a whole lot of thinking about it and posting on Facebook.
Once I wrote out the story of my dream on Facebook and had all the support from my friends and family going back years, you know, childhood friends, I sort of thought, all right, well, now I have to do this.
There's no boy aisle or girl aisle here. There are almost no toys that take batteries. There are squeaking toys and rattles. Christine wasn't able to get a bank loan to open. She didn't have any experience with retail.
The store is completely funded by myself and my husband and our savings and our credit cards and just bootstrapping it, I guess.
When I ask her if she's nervous, if the risk stresses her out, she says, no, not really.
I don't mind the risk. It's exciting. And after all, if you don't take some risks, you're never going to get any rewards back.
5 months after opening, she's feeling good. She's thinking already about another location. She's hired 3 part-time employees for this store.
I wish I could have my employees full-time because they are great and I know they could all use the full-time work. And I think down the line that's something we'll do. I'd love to offer them health insurance and all the rest.
But for now, that's got to be in the future plans. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.